situation.
Mm-hmm. And the hard things that you find in fruit are called?
Well, usually stones or seeds.
Mm-hmm. And what is a...
Pits.
Yeah. The peach that does not have... No. The peach that comes off of the peach stone very easily. Is there a special name for that kind of peach?
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
This is pretty technical, I mean.
I would recognize the word if I saw it, but I can't think of it right now, but I know what you mean.
Have you heard freestone peach?
Yeah.
You think that's what you would call it?
Yeah.
Okay. The opposite of that is...
Well, just a regular peach, as far as...
Mm-hmm. They say clingstone, but...
Clingstone. But that's what most of them are.
Mm-hmm. It's clingstone.
Majority, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You make this to put on bread. You make it out of fruit sometimes and put it on bread.
Well, jams, preserves.
If it didn't have so much fruit in it, what would it be called?
Gosh, I don't know.
Like peanut butter and?
Jam? Or jelly?
Yeah, sure, jelly.
Jelly.
Yeah. Let's see. Those little things that grow in the forest, those little caps, what are those called?
Oh, mushrooms you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And is there a different name for a poisonous one?
Yes. Toadstool.
Yeah, that's good. That'll work. What is chipped beef?
Well, it's very thinly sliced beef. That's really what it is, and usually cured.
Is that the is that what you would call it, or is there another name for it?
I don't know.
What about pork that's been preserved? Is there a special name for that?
Yeah, smoked. Smoked hams and things of that sort.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you heard the term salt pork?
Yeah.
What kind of, what was that?
It's mostly fat, is what, mm-hmm. what it usually is, what they've used and preserved it with. They're using fat.
Oh, huh.
Well, using salt brine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a really smelly cheese. Do you know what it's called?
I can't think of it right now.
Have you heard of head cheese?
Yeah, I've heard the name. But I never thought that that was really real smelly, though. There's some other, well...
There's worse ones, huh? if you wanted to... you have some vegetables and water, and you want to get rid of the water, what do you have to do with the vegetables?
Well, strain it.
Mm-hmm. And milk that has been, I think this is milk that has been separated from butter. You have cream, and you make the butter, and then the stuff that you, the liquid that comes off it is called?
Probably buttermilk.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's good. What about milk that's gone bad?
Well, it's clabbered.
Mm-hmm. And is there any use for that?
Well, if it